Blog Talk Radio.
Number 22, the nipple.
And that concludes this week's episode of How to Recognize Different Parts of the Body, adapted for radio by Anne Hayden-Jones and her husband, Pip. And now we present the first episode of a new radio drama series, The Death of Mary, Queen of Scots. Part one, The Beginning.
You are Mary, Queen of Scots.
I am.
Mary, Queen of Scots, can be heard on Radio 4 almost immediately.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Intercourse!
My name, I'll say man.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no, no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
My heart, she lived crazy. One, a secret love had me, could be. Impatient became to be free. So, a friendly star told me, "Oye, Pedro, the way that dreamers often do, just how wonderful you are, ooh, ah, and why I'm so in love with me. Now I shout it from the highest. Even told the golden daffodil, what? The door is open in my heart. My secret love is anymore with me." Señor, don't be afraid of my dog. He won't bark you.
What kind of a dog is that?
This is a Mexican spit, señor.
A Mexican spit?
Sí, señor. Show him, Panchito. Now I judge it from the highest. even told a golden dove chrysanthemum. The door is open in my heart. My anymore sin secret love with me. No. My love is secret anymore with you. Nah. My secret anymore sin love. No. Ah, the heck with it. You know what I mean.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Friday Possum Theme.
Wir erzählen euch Geschichten von einer hübschen Dame, die drei Töchter hat. Fröhlich waren sie alle zwar, doch ohne Party und es allein sein satt. Doch dann traf sie Mr. Brady, seine Jungen waren leider auch allein. Eine Mami will ihnen zum wirklich glücklich sein. Jetzt sind alle eine fröhliche Familie. Der Verein, da fühlen sie sich wirklich groß. Bei drei Jungs und bei drei netten Mädchen, da ist jeden Tag natürlich etwas los. Da ist was los, da ist was los. Bei den Brandys ist was los, da ist was los.
Mit Aunt Mid Davis! Well, good evening and welcome to Possum Hour. Hope you all had an interesting week. Mine was filled with old buddies coming over to crib and I'm taking it a little easy tonight, kiddies. Wee. Anyway, it's a fun week. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays and Fridays, Possum. During the week, Clobberin. It's all there. Order now. You get it all. Call now. Check your local listings for times and territories in your bailiwick.
Guess that's it.
All I gotta do is bring on the Gumby and it's game on. If you old, what do you call?
You possum push, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Hey, gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby. Cool.
All right.
So Ford says, I get a new TV screen and all your old friends crawl the woodwork. I'll tell you what, Bogey likes the screen. Bogey likes the screen. He really likes the Roku thing. Gigantor, of course, he's all for it. But Mr. Science, who was there all three nights, he's a Gannett.
Yeah, he's a
Gannett. Yeah, he's sticking. He thinks it throws off the chi of the room. You know.
Well, he's got a bit of an intellect going, so you know.
Well, he's always been anti-TV though. He hasn't had a TV for like 25 years, I don't think. Yeah. But he's all TV'd up there at over at his apartment. I've been stopping by every day on my walk and picking him up, so we take a walk in the morning together. It's nice having him around, man.
There you go. Yeah, walking buddy.
Yeah, he's bugging out in the next month, though. He says he's going to find a house, make a decision, find a house somewhere, probably Tennessee, and go live there. And I'm like, why would you go to a place where you'd know nobody? I don't know. I guess you do that kind of shit, too, though, don't you? You've gone to cities where you're...
I don't mind that.
To me, that's just weird, man. Why would you move there? You
but
don't know
Tennessee.
Anybody.
Actually, I knew people. You know, when I moved to Massachusetts, my brother was there.
Yeah, okay.
So I was always close by.
Well, it's nice to know somebody.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of nuclear crap.
I don't think I would mind. Oh, okay.
There's a lot of nuclear crap down there. Yeah. And it's warmer. He's tired of that fucking Minnesota winter, man. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Now we know where he's coming from.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been living in Minnesota for 30 years.
I was goose-stepping in that Brady Bunch theme, man. That was cool.
Mach schnell. Mach schnell.
That was all right.
I'll never forget that, man. The old man, it was time for bed.
Yeah.
He'd be standing on the steps going, what do I get? Mach schnell, mach schnell.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
My
he wasn't even
was
a crowd.
No?
Nah.
My old man was saying, up the wooden hill. Up the wooden hill.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
Old Pappy was a Scotsman, lad.
Scotsman.
Part French.
Oh, of course. You got it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I get my French from Grandma.
French.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. French.
The French. It makes me such a fantastic lover, you know.
Oh, okay. That's your secret.
You're
that's
not serious.
You're nice.
I'm dead serious.
Absolutely.
You're Lanage. You got your Lanage on the French side.
Oh, groovy, baby. Yeah.
Austin knows. Austin,
oh, yeah. I told you that one time. Some girl, I never did, you know, canoodle with her, but she said, I always imagine you'd be like Austin Powers in bed. And I'm thinking, is that a compliment?
Boy, that is just open. You don't know where
yeah.
to take that.
Okay. I'm like, I went with it. I'm like, okay, you know, if you're
okay.
even
all
imagining
right.
me in bed with you as cute as you are, I'm cool with that.
That's enough. Yeah. She could say,
anyways.
You remind her of Mussolini in bed. You'll be all right, you know, whatever. Whatever works.
Bought a new bottle of the Glenlivet this week and broke her in the other night. And boy.
Yeah? Oh, good.
Broke it right over my head. Had enough scotch for a couple of weeks. Whew. Man. And anyway, I felt really yucky this morning.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't really, man, I was not feeling any kind of funny, and I didn't want to listen to anything. I just was like, ugh.
Just wanted to be.
Squeeze out a show. So I just picked something from the archives to blow up, something from the Best of Possum.
Nice.
So I picked somebody good.
Remember, I got a little promo to do here. I got a little. We want to wait
for we'll do the promo after the thing. I'm sorry. I knew there was something I was forgetting. All right. I'm sitting here thinking it's early. Why the fuck? Yeah. Okay. I should go with the promo now. Go with the promo now. What the fuck, man? We'll throw a curveball.
Okay. All right. Because people are, waiting with bated breath. They want to
hear
what's
going on.
They're
waiting with bated breath for this son of a bitch. You got that right.
You got that, All right, then.
Wait a minute. Here it is. Hit it.
Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern, it's Eminence Front Radio. Is Eminence will once again be with a good buddy of mine, Elvis Rothbard, doing a cover show with Elvis Rothbard, Rothbardy. And at 4:30 is Possum Blues. So you can listen to that live on www.wriu.org.
No, you're kidding. It's .org?
No. I kid you
not,
sir.
I did not know
.org.
Pardon me.
Put that in your fucking Maddie's
a taster.
Okay.
Put it in a mayonnaise jar on their porch. For that matter. All right, well, there you have it. The over and under.
Okay.
The length and breadth. Everything you need to know.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, would you like to buy a monkey?
Yeah.
Sheriff Skippy.
Okay, let's have a short little intro for this blow up. Okay. As I was saying before Gumby remembered what I'd forgotten. Where's my rock and roll music, man? That's such a short one, man. shoot, I don't know. Let's try this one. Okay. So I didn't feel well. I didn't feel funny. So I just cheaped out. Got an old one. But it's a good one.
Okay.
Paul McCartney. Sir Paul. Sir Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where he kind of made a foray into dance music, disco-ish type shit. You know?
He's a fagula. Fuck him.
Egg. Nah. He likes Doyles.
Yeah.
But this album was music no good. This was McCartney 2. He'd even besmirched the name of one of his better albums by making it 2. I guess he did all the instruments or something. I don't know.
Oh, jeez. Putting musicians out of work.
Exactly, man.
Uh-huh.
Was he a socialist bastard? Socialist? Socialist. Uh-huh. He's a socialist. Dirty socialist.
Yes. Socialist bedwetter. Fuck him.
You've been gone so long.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, that was beauty. That was beauty, man. Uh-huh. That was beauty. Yeah. All right. Well,
got that right.
I don't have any notes, but I had a note or two, man.
You should have
something
a note
now.
Or two. Three.
Should have a note or two. Got my phone calls. I don't know, this is all I've... Ed Begley Jr. I guess I never got over that.
You still in your notes?
Yeah.
He's living rent-free in your head, Commodore.
Oh, there's a good one. Future show idea. Meshuggah and a Possum Hour. I like that. For a Jewish friend.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay. I guess I don't have
any notes.
We'll
Barbie for that, too.
This crazy, weird shit that was happening all week, man. Kim Jong-un and the other dictator.
that was great. Talk about your Freudian slip.
That's a head shaker there. Commander in cheese. Commander of cheese. I'm sorry. Commander of cheese. Should get the title right. I'm going to say it.
They're still keeping it quiet what the whole deal was, huh?
No, there was no deal.
No?
This is meaningless.
No, what,
he said,
what,
yeah, he
no,
said
what
pretty
did
much.
They,
well, he pretty much gave the same concessions he's given to this country. He gave them to Obama, he gave them to Bush, he gave them to Clinton. He's going to think about he's going to think about it hard, getting rid of his nukes.
Yeah.
And yet we gave up a bunch of shit, so I mean. If this guy thinks he's the deal maker of all time,
I
don't think so. This was not an impressive negotiation, you know.
One of the deals is he's pulling our protection out of South Korea.
Yeah, he said we'll pull all the troops out of the peninsula.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says we're not
going to
do military
there.
Exercises, and he said that on the advice of who? Vladimir Putin. I'm dead serious, man.
Oh, this guy is fucked up.
I don't know what to say,
hates
man.
Canada, man. Fuck Canada.
Canada. Hey, man, them Canadians.
Uh-huh.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, well, you know, they are a major threat to this country.
They're always pushing us around and taking advantage of us, man.
Exactly. Well, now North Korea and Russia are our allies. So look out.
Well, yeah. Well, and don't forget
the
Philippines.
We're going to gang up with your asses.
The little Philippine guy. He's high up on the list.
Uh-huh.
I think that guy in Cambodia is dead, so he's Suharto. He'd probably be fond of Suharto, too. Here's another one. All right. Well, what are you going to say,
that's
bud?
Our phone call.
It's like old Robert De Niro. Man, there's
like
so many people getting so
butthurt
over that. Robert De Niro just saying to fuck him, you know. It's like they obviously haven't talked to, you know, Officer Dibble about your rights. You know?
That's right.
Well, you have the right to tell anyone to go fuck themselves.
Check with Dibble first. Yeah, you had to check with Dibble first to see if it could stay
alive. Am I okay on this?
TV.
He said, "Well, yeah, pretty much." that's all he understands anyway. So you got to speak his language. It's not that's all that is speaking his language, man. You know. Alrighty. Well, there they are, the few, the proud, the Possum Lounge.
Yes.
Nice collection of humans. We've got the fabulous Dr. Cake. It would not be a show.
Dr. Cake.
Not Dr. Cake. Grant me that. Good to have you with us. And there he is. Another one of those mean old Canadians. You guys are so mean.
Uh-huh.
Make me all butt hurt and stuff. Yeah, quit picking on him, man.
Our Bobo.
There's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
Yep, no, no. I'm waiting for foreign leaders to tell him to go fuck himself. You know?
Yeah.
It's getting to that point.
Well, you may get that right there. You'll see that.
Alrighty. Guest 743 has popped in to take a gander.
Oh, 743 made it. All right.
This is just the kind of, you know, where we thank the audience for coming part of the show. Thank you for coming, everybody.
It gets better. It gets better, 743.
Now, you can't take the test without a ticket, though, so you got to have your ticket to take
the
test.
True.
And there's Maggie C. First
Maggie
in love.
Maggie C's here.
First in peace. First in the possum line. Ted's good buddy.
Maggie C.
Thanks for coming. And there's Professor R.J. Gumby.
I love Maggie C because I could type her name without having to put the keyboard on my fucking screen. The M-A-G-I works. M-A-G-I works.
Nice. I'm belching again. I'm sorry, man. It's professional radio at its best.
You go right ahead.
Well, we got the second part of Mary Queen of Scots coming up. And there's Professor R.J. Gumby, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Thank you.
The second part of the death of Mary Queen of Scots.
We're waiting. Don't leave us hanging, Commodore. You're the fucking cliffhanger.
Here's a preview. Wilhelm scream. And last but not least, a herd mentality.
Herdy. All right.
Yep. Keeping Facebook free.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, whatever, man. It's all good.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, he's possum. Mm-hmm. Got a good page over there on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Keeps us informed.
Right. Uh-huh.
We're all mental. You're correct. You're correct, Mr. Prefect. Mental, I must say.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
That's
on with the show.
That's a big day in the UK.
What's that? What is?
That's a big day in the UK. They say, oh, what are you, mental? You're mental.
What are
you,
mental?
You?
Mental?
They're all mental. Yeah.
That's the one thing my second wife said. She says, never call me a head case.
Who's the black private dick that's a sex machine dog?
I guess her first husband called her a head case.
Damn right. That should have changed,
you know what?
A little bit of a
hip lock. Yeah, I, you know, as it turned out, she was a bit of a head case, man. And we've been joined by getting Star 4 USA.
USA.
All
right. There
you
go.
USA. I got to do it right, man.
He might have been that guest.
Could have been the guest. Thank you for coming, sir.
Yes.
All right. He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
All right. Well, there they are. The complete possum line.
Yeah.
Right there. Come on, right there. Woo-hoo! Oh, shit.
And you're super.
I'm screwing this whole thing up.
As the beaver.
Listen to that voodoo beat, turning on that devil heat. Baby, take care, Satan's not square. Beware, of the devil blue. Hear that lonesome saxophone playing notes you never know. Baby, go home, leave it alone. It's only the devil blue. Rock and roll beat and a cool glass of juice makes you feel so loose. You're in a trance, just got to dance. And the devil says, take a chance. Now the music fades away. Took a chance, now you must pay. You're all alone, no love of your own. You've known the devil blue. Baby, take care, Satan's not square. Beware of the devil blue. It's only the devil blue. A rock and roll beat and a cool glass of juice makes you feel so loose. You're caught in a trance, you've got to dance. And the devil says, take a chance. Now the music fades away. Took a chance, now you must pay. You're all alone, no love of your own. You've known the devil blues. You've known the devil blues. Devil blues.
All right, ma'am.
Devil
that was
blues.
One of yours, wasn't it? It's one of yours.
I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea anymore.
It's been sitting around there for a couple of weeks, so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm half dead when I send it to you. I have no idea what the fuck I'm sending.
Yeah. So, I bet you if we go back to the secret Facebook page. Oops.
Yeah, I'm watching. I got the news on here on mute. And, there you go, man. Daytona Beach. A couple went flying off of a roller coaster every fucking year.
Oh.
The beginning of the season, someone always flies off a fucking roller coaster.
That was, you know,
every
where it was
year.
Last year? Right here in Columbo, Ohio, man, at the fucking state fair.
I remember that now. Yep.
I think a guy got killed. A kid got killed or something.
Yeah. So I guess
cheapo
it's safe to go to the amusement
rides.
Park. That already happened. Right in the beginning
well,
of the
that
season.
Looked like a real amusement park. Was that a real thing? Hey, Ted, simmer down.
Yeah, I believe so.
We've already discussed this barking tonight. he's a maniac. Right,
I can see you sitting down talking it over with him. Now the show's going on soon, Ted.
Yeah.
Trying to take you
come
easy.
Come on, simmering down tonight. You know, giving us all a break here on the barking. I love you, but I don't love your barking, you know? I tell him that all the time. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get it.
He's sitting there with his head crooked listening to you like, what the fuck is this guy saying?
Yeah. It's blah, 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 blah. Treats. You know. He hears treats. Treats he knows. There you go, Chooch.
Yeah.
He's worst dog in the world. She'll outlive us all. Oh, Teddy, me boy. So I got a new sound effect.
Oh, intercourse the penguin.
Ah, what do you think, huh? Yeah. Yeah, you'll be hearing that for the next 5 years.
This show needs more pythons. There you go.
that McCartney was from 2013, so that's 5 years ago.
Yeah, holy shit.
I mean, Maggie C. wasn't familiar with it.
Yeah.
I think everybody else had forgotten about it, so.
Yeah. And
I can get away with that once in a while,
on this
recycling
show,
this shit, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, of course you can.
But I hope the polka is not recycled. I actually found it on the YouTube this morning, but then after I uploaded, I went, I'm thinking we've done that one before, but if we have, so what?
That's why
there's other shit in this show that's just amazing, and you'll just lose your mind.
There you go.
Yeah, I kid not.
Oh,
okay.
Naturally.
Did you see the, I won't play the Hollywood music, but did you see the big news, TV show biz?
What's that? Ooh, what's that?
After 27 years on the air.
Yeah.
Wrapping up the Jerry Springer Show.
That's still on the air?
27 years it's been on the air. Oy, gavalt. Man,
there you
he's
go.
A rich man. He's a rich man.
Uh-huh. They're doing that silly shit.
Man, what a... You know, uh-huh. and he's a decent guy, and he's a smart man. But
yeah.
what he did to
yeah.
television
oh,
is unconscionable. You know?
Uh-huh.
He led it in a very tawdry direction, which it has just embraced and surpassed him. There's shit more tawdry than that on the air right now. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're cornering the market in tawdry.
That might have been the start. That might have been the start of staged reality.
It kind of was.
Yeah. Did you know everything was staged there, you know?
Because it started with Phil fucking Donahue.
Yeah.
And he comes on and he does these provocative topics, and then Oprah gets in the gang, and she torpedoes Donahue eventually.
Yeah.
But
Oprah
was getting a little bit dramatic there, you know, with crazy stuff, and she finally switched gears and said she wouldn't do that shit anymore. But Jerry, he made it an art, you know.
Uh-huh.
And 27 years.
Yeah, good for him. He got his money. Good for him.
You know, he used to be mayor of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one thing he said that I always liked. It's always been like my kind of philosophy there. He says, no matter how really popular or anything anyone becomes, you're not going to be remembered three generations from now. You know, we're all so insignificant. And it's the truth.
Some will. I think Laurel and Hardy will keep going on.
Yeah, well, those people, but your average Joe.
Icons.
He said
yeah,
even
like,
for
and,
himself.
And Jerry Springer?
Yeah,
nah.
Himself. Yeah.
Nah.
I'll be all gone. No one will remember.
Yeah. Shoot, I don't even know who these famous people are now. I haven't been paying attention.
Oh, yeah, I have no fucking idea. Well, we're getting there. We're old fogies. We're geezers.
Yeah,
man.
I know. We're out of the loop. But I flip it past the channels tonight, and I see not Entertainment Tonight. It's the other show that's like that. It's got the kid from School's Out or whatever the fuck on it. Anyway, and they're talking about all the shit on Dancing with the Stars. Like, oh, and you remember Kathy and Peter and then Jimmy and Jane and Frederick and Coochie? And I'm like, so these guys actually watch this crap so that they can talk about it on this other crappy show.
Oh,
wow.
God.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Our pop culture, man. That's our pop culture now.
Man.
Imagine
I used to think
a legend in 2167. People will still be talking about me in 2167. That's because of this show. Thank you, man.
But I mean, I used to think like Gomer Pyle was low hanging fruit. That's brilliant compared to this idiocy we're subjected to Dancing with the goddamn Stars.
Well, you're getting back to Jerry and Oprah and everything. They're all. everybody's guess secondhand Tom Snyder. Tom Snyder was the man.
Ah, I used to love Tom Snyder.
Yeah.
He just had a feel.
Danny Aykroyd doing him.
But he was so cool. Like, when he come on, he came on at 1 in the morning for an hour. He was just... In that black. He was in the black. No studio, just chairs in the blackness. And
he had his ciggy, and he did that later.
Man. Chain smoking the butts.
Uh-oh,
we got a Commodore
Robert
Decker.
Was Junior. What the hell
Commodore
was
Matt Decker. See this? On Facebook.
There you go. Yeah, I have to check that out.
I'll have to post the show with William Wyndham telling me that I'm Commodore Decker, sir.
And how pissed off he was at Bill Shatner for calling him Matt. when William Wyndham had to call him, Captain?
He was jamming him up. He was jamming him up. He was jamming him. He jammed him. Or kirked him or jammed him. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He didn't captain him.
In the interview, I thought he said that I had to call him captain when he was calling me Matt.
Well, his memory.
He didn't remember rephrasing
the delineated
role,
thing. He didn't remember doing that cheapo spinoff. So
yeah.
I'm sitting there, yeah, you remember? And he goes, no, I never did that. I'm going, okay, we're moving on.
Man, you sound like a loony. That was good.
He was
good
the greatest.
Stuff.
He was the greatest. Time for another quickie?
Yes.
I love this quickie. My favorite quickie.
When you're working at Jamaica town, you'll want some bacon on H.P. Brown. There's only one place that makes them both. It be a sandwich shop that sells the most. Sandwich. Ooh, ooh. I want a sandwich. Ooh, ooh. Sandwich. Ooh, ooh. Sandwich. Sandwich. Ooh, ooh. I want a sandwich. Ooh, ooh. Sandwich.
That was a quickie, boy.
Uh-huh.
I can get
what was it called? What was it called?
It was called the Bacon Sandwich Song. They didn't mention bacon in the song, but that's the name of it.
What was it given?
I guess. You got to assume it's a bacon sandwich. You're going to sing about it. You know, you don't sing about a ham and cheese. You sing about a bacon sandwich.
No, you sure as fuck wouldn't sing about a tuna sandwich.
Oh, fuck, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want to kind of, you know, keep that under wraps. Tuna sandwich. That's what Gigantor lives on. Tuna. You know, though, he eats the cheap tuna.
Fuel.
He eats the cheap tuna, and I was just seeing a thing that the cheap tuna is better for you. Less mercury. That albacore, the fancy albacore stuff. The fancy albacore is loaded with mercury and shit.
I never liked that. Just the water.
You don't like that albacore? That's man.
I never liked that. Nah.
That's good stuff, man. But I like cheap tuna too. I like the fishier taste of the cheap tuna.
Yeah.
And then if you get it packed in water, you're good to go, man. You're good to go.
That's all you need. That's it.
I mean, that smells better than a $20 whore. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we better spin the wheel, man. It's getting close.
Take a spin. it. You can be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
You know what the name of this song is?
Haha, what's that?
The Devil Gallop.
Hey, we got a thing going here, man? Devil thing going
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's getting weird. It is getting weird. Things are just falling together. Now, we did the Waffle House Monday, right?
Yeah.
Well, how do you follow up the Waffle House hamburger song? It's hard.
Yeah, it's true. I imagine so.
But leave it to Ford Prefect to come up with a way.
Ford.
That's right. That's right. Dr. Cake?
Ford.
Dr. Cake? Get ready. 3 minutes. He'll never get back with the Shat. William Shatner stars stage, screen, and really crappy records that I don't know. I think they started out being serious, but now he just could. It's ironic humor. 3 minutes, he'll never get back.
How insensitive I must have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. She must have asked. Did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? Gone away, and I'm alone with the memory of her last look, vague and drawn and sad. I see it still, all her heartbreak in that last look. Oh, she must have asked. Could I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can one do when a love affair over?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
I don't have the Transformed Man album, but I do have Leonard Nimoy's Music from Outer Space. I do have a copy of that.
Of course you do. The boys are going to be putting that on eBay when you kick. You know that.
Yeah, right.
You'll be making a fortune off of your.
We played the Star Trek theme, his rendition of the Star Trek theme on TAD, as a matter of fact. Way back in the day. All right, well, here we go. Did you see the picture? Real quickly, did you see the picture of Bobo saluting the North Korean general? That was sweet. That was beauty.
I don't think I did.
As President of the United States, that's really not a good idea. Like,
no.
Protocol wise and otherwise. He was just trying to be nice, I know. All right. But who had my job, I should have had this gig, Rogers. I believe he went to the same school I did in Pittsburgh. He got the gig as the daily political cartoonist on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, yes. Which is like pretty much the only game in town. And it's not really the conservative paper. It's not a liberal paper, but, you know, it's kind of middle of the road. And he got fired because of his Bobo cartoons. And they were... The one that got him fired was... It was just a road sign, and it said caution, and then it had silhouettes of two people running and a child behind them, but Bobo's grabbing the child. They didn't like that, so.
See that? They do. They shouldn't stifle cartoons, for fuck's sake.
No.
Freedom of speech.
Here's the one that got him gazoinked. Hope that works. Does that work? Yeah. That's when they fired him for us. Anyway, serves you right for taking my fucking job, you bastard. That's what I have to say.
Oh.
Should have been me. Should have been me up there on the stage. Yeah. I did that for a while. That was a fun gig, but, you know, I wouldn't want to be doing it right now, to be honest. Because Bobo changes the narrative so quickly.
Yes.
The cartoon's going to be cold by the end of the day. Something else is going to be, you know,
the
crisis du jour. So.
You got that right. It's a good cartoon.
All right, Ted, you're done, dude. You're done, dude. Don't play. You're fucking done.
I'm on Twitter right now. He did a good cartoon of himself drawing Bobo with his big hand that's coming down with an eraser, erasing it.
Yeah.
As he's drawing. Yeah.
That was his reaction to it. Well,
good.
It's too bad that that our good pal GTO isn't here tonight because a truck crash. Where was this? In Arkansas. Well, I could have got down there in time. Fireball all over the road. Many bottles. Full truckload of Fireball crashed all over the highway. The little plastic bottles, though, man. You could be snatching them up left and right. You know, they're probably still good.
Oh, yeah.
A little shook
get a
up.
Snow shovel.
You know. Yeah.
Shovel it in your trunk.
So there
you
was
like
a.
That
you like that Guinness Book stuff? That was real popular when we were kids, you know?
Yeah. You know who
everybody had the Guinness
like
Book
that?
Real. Oh, you guys want this link? It's got naked bums in it.
Ooh.
Congratulations to Ireland, I guess. But they've set the world skinny dipping record.
Okay.
2,505 women skinny dipped at once. Nice, huh?
Nice, damn. All right, yeah.
That's a lot of bums and boobies.
Women?
All women, man.
How'd you like to be in the middle of that sea of cooch?
Well, you know what? It's
yeah. Scottish girls too, man. They're
they
look
like
nice
girls. I'm glad they had a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put it.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I'll be in there with my boner looking like an idiot.
You went for the invisible jump rope record. Congratulations. All right. Oh, here's a warning that maybe you're drinking too much. From the weird news. A Minnesota woman was at a music festival this weekend, and she somehow got her head stuck up the exhaust pipe of a truck.
Wow.
Yeah, the cause of this could have been alcohol related. I don't know. I'm going to hazard a guess and say it was. Like she spent 45 minutes with her head stuck in a pipe till the rest of the I don't know if they use the jaws, the power saw, the jaws of life. Get her head out of the fuck. How the fuck? Well, it's a really thick pipe, but why would you be sticking your head in there, man? I mean,
I want to bet. Someone says, hey, I bet your head can't fit in that pipe. Yes, it can. I can honestly say I've been drunk for like 27 years straight, and I've never stuck my head in an exhaust pipe.
Someone needs to marry that girl, and now, you know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's a catch.
Hey, I like that picture you have on the slideshow of those guys. Where are their heads with the girl on top of them? Where are their heads?
They're wearing those women like hats, baby. And you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, you got to love head fuckers. That's what
all right, headbuckers. Now, here's a story for the herd. I don't know if he's heard this. Har, har.
Yeah.
But someone has come up with a $24,000 joint. Three-foot-long joint. It was auctioned off Thursday night. Mega-sized marijuana cigarette contained more than a pound of weed, as well as 6 ounces of concentrate and 2 ounces of bubble hash. And the rolling papers were made of 24-karat gold leaf. And they were worth $5,000 alone. So, smoking this would definitely be a multi-day endeavor, the spokesman said. After 3 or 4 hits, you'd be couch-locked. The guy who bought it said he announces plans for the supersized spliff in 6 weeks and promises he'll definitely do it on video. So, thank God for that.
Okay.
I know, seriously, fuck that shit. I heard that. I heard that. Ah, it did it again. All right. We've got, we're going to end with kitty stories. We've got some kitty cat stories. I mean, what does the internet love more than kitty cats? Nothing, right?
Uh-huh, exactly.
First, in the world of sports, Achilles the cat predicted the results of the World Cup. The deaf white cat, and it's predicted that the Ruskies are going to win. Well, they won the last American election, so why not the World Cup, right? Well, good for Achilles.
Uh-huh.
Probably the deaf thing probably has something to do with it. He's blue eyed and deaf.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which reminds me, I was thinking today about the guy I bought the car off of. That's almost as good as buying it off a little old lady from Pasadena. You know? A really mild-mannered deaf guy that just rides to the store very slowly. Because, you know, Bogey was his neighbor. He knew how he drove the car very gingerly. So, liking the new car. It's just too low to the ground.
Good.
I miss that about the truck. And I don't know what to do with my left foot now. Kind of weird. But, all right. And I keep wanting to take it out of gear when I come to a stop. Hello?
You're liking it.
All right. Now, a rescue kitten in Minnesota turned out to be a bobcat. That's a story. Yeah.
I just got that right.
Yeah. After bringing home the stray kitten, they start suspecting it wasn't a domestic breed. Nah, what you got there is a bobcat. So they're going to transfer her to another rehabber who works with bobcats. Yeah. You don't want to adopt them as house pets. Shit gets out of hand real quick. All right. And then finally, California Animal Shelter has accepted a 29-pound cat. 29 pounds of kitty. In desperate need of grooming. Man, somebody's bringing home a hefty paycheck to feed this monstrosity bigger than Ted. The cat is now being called Chubbs. I guess it's a stray that they found. I don't know how he wandered away. he's too big for the kennel, so he's residing in the staff office. Nice. 29 pounds of love, they say, at the shelter. So. Step right up.
Damn.
Uh-huh. It's only your paycheck.
You
what?
Chet. You get it for Chet.
He couldn't afford
Chet Funky.
Yeah, then the thing would lose weight because he couldn't afford to feed a cat. Guy tells me. Guy tells me. He wants me to get him some gas, God. Right? I said, okay, I'm going to go, you know, the other day. Yeah, so, tomorrow or whatever. So. I'd go check, knock on a door, and his old lady's in there. Oh, no, he's not here. He just asked if I could get some gas. If I could get some gas for him, he goes. She goes, well, we might have money Thursday. I'm like, oh, boy. And then I seen her again like a day later. She goes, did you get that gas for Chet? I'm like, no.
What? You supposed to get a can of gas for him or something?
A parting gift. I don't know. It was like
a parting gift.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
So that cat would definitely lose some weight over his crib, is what I'm saying. All right. And on that note,
Uh-huh.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Different.
Okay. Uh-huh. Who was that?
Who was that, he asks.
Yeah.
I have to look at the name to remember. Because it's right on the
William
tip of
Shatner,
my tongue. No, that was not William Shatner. That was a weird group
okay.
I found while I was looking for the polka. It's a Kunyak Mezi. Kunyak Mezi.
Oh, okay.
K-U-N-D-Y-A-K. M-E-Z-H-I-E. I have no idea. And the name of the song, excuse me, was Polka Brain.
Oh, okay. That's how you stumbled on it. Okay. Polka
yeah.
Brain. This is your brain.
I wanted to find a...
I was trying to find a... I thought maybe there'd be a polka version of If I Only Had a Brain that we could, like, dedicate it to Uncle Bobo, right? Didn't work out. But it always works out for the good, you know. I came across this. I said, well, that's not the polka, but I like it. I like it.
Yeah, I like it. That works.
Right. Have you ever heard of an infinity bottle?
Infinity bottle? No.
Yeah. This is a booze thing. Infinity bottle is like a empty bottle, and like whenever you have like a little bit left in a bottle of your scotch, you pour it into the infinity bottle, see? And then you're like mixing all your different scotches together, right? Make a Frankenstein blend. You know, truly your own. Because there are only scotches you like, you know. So I started my infinity bottle. I've got this decanter, and Bogey's like, well, let's start the infinity bottle with that white horse over. I said, yeah, that's a good idea. Bloop, bloop, bloop. So there we go. We're going to get that going.
Nice. Infinity bottle. That's a good idea.
Uh-huh. Infinity bottle.
We used to make idiot juice.
What's that?
Now you get like a big barrel, you know, for parties. You get a big barrel, you put a trash bag in it, and you just
you
pour
called that
every,
Indian juice?
Every fucking bottle. Every bottle.
I've never
you
heard
you
that.
Get
Indian
anything.
Juice. Yeah, sure.
No, idiot juice.
Oh, idiot juice. Idiot juice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We called that in college. Is where I ran into it, and it was called Harry Buffalo.
Buffalo. I like that better. Uh-huh.
And then it was called after, and then my freshman year, they had the Jim Jones thing, so after that it was Purple Kool-Aid.
Because
you'd get the purple, yeah, you'd get the purple Kool-Aid, and then put all the booze in that. Oh, man, I made one once, and it was pretty good one. It was tasty. I got a little too fancy, but I threw everything in there. Like, you know.
Uh-huh.
Who
Not
knows?
Good for you.
Who knows? No.
That's a hell of a hangover, too. You know, that shit.
I don't remember much from that night, to be honest.
I'm sure you don't, man. Sure
that was my summer at Cedar Point. I can't believe we got... away with a jungle juice. That's what Herd's saying, jungle juice. That was also a name for it, I remember.
Yeah,
we got away with that in the employee dorms. Jeez. As long as you kept it in your room, they didn't really bother you there. But once you took it out into the hall, you were fair game for the courtesy police.
Courtesy police.
Yeah, or whatever they were called. I don't know.
Right.
So anyway. Infinity bottle. Fun stuff.
It sounds like a brilliant idea.
Yeah. I don't know. It may turn out to be hideous. Who knows?
I like the idea. You never finish it. You just keep pouring more stuff into it. Infinity. I like it.
Yeah, that's the
Brilliant.
Idea. That's
Brilliant.
The idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
You stir it up and you go, oh, what the hell is this? Okay. A mix of everything. So I don't know when we start tapping it. I guess we have to fill it up first. And then we'll give it a shake.
Then you gotta work
decanter.
down and up.
I had this decanter, you know, and put it on a bar because it's real pretty, you know. Okay, yeah, we'll make that an infinity, man. So there you have it. Very interesting.
Well, you know, the Oasis. The Oasis Grenache, what's that called? Rancho
Grenache.
But Oasis, you got to put beginning there. You're Oasis now. Put my fucking camel to bed, baby.
Well, I don't think Gigantor's earned naming rights, to be honest. And if you don't mention it again, he'll probably forget it.
Right?
But yeah, he's now on to a jag on Commander McBragg. He's like, who's that dude? He was on Underdog. I'm like, that's Commander McBragg. Commander McBragg!
Oh, yeah. You got to love Chuck.
Let's get the theme for Commander McBragg Monday night.
Yes, definitely.
I said, and there's also the Go Go Gophers. Don't forget about the Go Go Gophers. The Go Go Gophers!
I forgot all about them.
Well, my kids used to remind me of Go Go Gophers because the one gopher just goes, and the other one interprets him and says, him say such and such and such and such. And that was like my kids. My younger kid was, and then his older brother would go, oh, he wants food or something. I don't know. My younger son was a bit of a barbarian in his early days.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about him being Bigfoot last week, weren't we, or something like that?
He might be Bigfoot. I don't know.
Sasquatch?
He could be Sasquatch. They have similarities in appearance, so... if he wore a hairy suit, I don't... Oh, before we get to the polka, my proud news. Getting a steak over at the boys' house tomorrow. Celebrating Father's Day with the sons.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
nice.
Father's Day. Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be cool.
Okay.
And I'll bet you I have...
Scotch
involved? No. Number one son's how. He's teetotaling.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, good.
We'll be drinking. That's nice, though, man. And I know it's his girlfriend that's the reason behind this, you know. She's the, because my kids never remembered Father's Day. They might call, you know, like, oh, hey, Dad, happy Father's Day. Never fed me. 2 years in a row, they fed me. Now it's getting a habit. I'm going to expect that shit next year, man. Give me some food.
Yeah, of course.
Some free food, you bastards. I paid for enough of your meals.
Yep.
All right,
we want your food.
Time to polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yashmengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Thank you.
Standing ovation.
Oh,
a standing ovation.
Oh, intercourse the penguin.
There it is.
Of course, the penguin indeed.
Ford said that was the weirdest polka he'd ever heard. Thank you. Ukrainian yodeling guys are sitting in like lawn chairs doing that too. It's really funny.
Ukrainian
polka.
Wacky bastards.
Ukrainian, it says Ukrainian folk version, so I don't know the name of the band. Sorry. For all our fans listening in Ukraine, you'll have to go to your local National Record Mart or similar store and ask the attendant if he knows who that is.
Unfortunately, only France listening to us right now.
No. We got Ukraine. I think we got some. There's like three guys in Ukraine tuning in.
It's probably the lounge chairs guys.
It might be those guys, sitting around a pool in the lounge chairs. lounge chairs playing the accordion and shit.
That was good anyway. I dug that. That was good stuff.
Okay, I was unsure whether I had the deuce on that, man. But nobody seemed to.
Eight fucking years.
8 years we've been doing Possum? That's all of it?
Actually, not Friday. Not Friday. How long?
No,
was
I mean
Friday,
Possum in general.
Five?
Possum in general.
Possum in general, 8 years? Yeah, we're on our
eight
nine.
Year.
We're on our way to nine.
Wow. They say we like commit suicide on the air on our 10th anniversary show.
That would be good. That would be we'll save that for sweeps.
It's like that Daffy Duck act, you know. I can only do it once. That was the greatest thing I've ever seen. I know, but I can only do it once. Going up to heaven. man, I'll tell you what, it's a crying shame that they just didn't preserve Bugs Bunny hour on Saturday mornings forever.
Uh-huh.
You know, it should have been like a contract with God. You will always show at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning, no matter what happens, CBS, you will run an hour's worth of fucking Bugs Bunny because kids need to see this.
Who knows,
that's
man?
That's funny.
We got like 8,000 channels now. Maybe it is.
I know, but I don't care, man. They have a moral obligation because that taught us how to be funny. That taught us so much funny, Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. Mine got in Himmel.
Good news tonight. Yes, funny stuff.
That taught us, that gave us finally honed senses of humor.
My managers always say, that ain't no giraffe. He's always saying that, man.
Well, better head for the hill. Another wasted 90 minutes with the Commodore and the Professor.
There you go.
And a possum.
Hulk of brain.
They can't make Looney Tunes. I wish they would quit trying to make Looney Tunes because they can't make them anymore. And you can't. You can't reproduce.
Can't computerize all that shit.
Yeah, it's just not the same, man. I mean, when they did the guy going up to heaven in the devil suit, it was funny. You know, it was original. I don't know. It was. You can't capture that again.
Huh?
Ain't gonna happen.
Well, you remember
you could stick your head in an exhaust
Chuck
pipe.
Jones?
What?
Remember what Chuck Jones used to call
Daddy.
The cartoons of today?
No.
Animated radio. That's what he used to call the bad animation.
That's probably the animation in the 70s was really bad.
Yeah.
Animation these days isn't bad, and I mean I recognize some of it's really good, but I'm just not into it. You know, it's just not.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Being a cartoonist, you'd think I'd be into it. But...
it's more wild now than anything.
You know, yeah, like Ren and Stimpy kind of did that. Well, that's our over and under on cartoons. Natties!
Water!
All right, well,
yeah.
I've got a nice weekend of work ahead of me. I think I'm going to enjoy myself. One long gig, and that's it. And then steaks with the boys.
Okay. Woohoo! Nice. All right.
I know, man. How cool is that?
You have a good one.
I will. You as well, my friend.
Okay, there you have it.
Scotty? Come on, man. He doesn't even have the damn thing warmed up. Come on. But I didn't say energize. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, Nielsen.
Yeah.
That dude in a while. I think he got a job finally. He's always down on his luck, man.
Yeah. Huh?
Nice dude from the hometown.
Yeah. Like
yeah, man. When I woke up, I was not feeling. I was not feeling this show tonight at all. Not at all. Like, man, how am I gonna? You know, like I gotta get something together to upload, but. I have no funny.
See that? And it was good.
I have no funny at all. Yeah. Well, eventually I forced myself. Once I listened to Paul McCartney getting blown up, I kind of lightened up and, you know, felt a little better. And then I had a cup of the hibiscus cinnamon tea. And that really righted the ship. Yeah. That's magical shit, man. And it's the hibiscus. It's the hibiscus is what. You want to get some hibiscus tea, dude? I'm telling you.
I don't know about
you
that.
You don't understand. I'm dead serious.
Never been a tea guy.
Well, it's not a caffeine. It's herbal, you know, hibiscus.
Oh, okay. There you go. That sold it.
It's
that
good.
Sold it to me.
The reason why I drink it, it's good for blood pressure, and I got that blood pressure jinx, you know.
Okay. That's good.
I got to start doing that more routinely because my BP was through the roof this week, and that scares me, man.
Yeah, that's a no good. That's a no good.
Nope. Gotta go see the Sawbones again. So, working tomorrow?
Yes, I am. I was working today, too. So.
I figured you was working because you wasn't around so much.
I get on there with my gym crack every now and again, but not as much.
Yeah.
Why am I hearing myself? At the end
I don't
of
know.
The,
I, that happens to me sometimes,
show,
and it doesn't.
Myself.
Yeah. It doesn't happen in the playback, so.
Okay.
Where's the damn Tommy anymore, man? He keeps getting bumped down the list. He keeps moving down the list.
Intercourse the penguin.
No.
I love that.
I'll drill that into the ground before we're done. Should have come up on. Where the fuck is he, man? I missed all my cues tonight, man. I was just.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm watching Andrea Motis sing the How Insensitive. Boy, is she a sweetheart.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to post this on Gumby and my page.
There you go. Post that shit, man. I found four combos. I found four combos, dude.
Yeah. Bring it on.
I'm gonna eat them in. Yeah. I'm gonna enjoy them after the show's over.
Just there you go.
Sucking up some crumbs and cheese right now.
I didn't know they still made those combos. They make those combos still.
Oh man, that's my go-to for like a gas station snack.
Yeah.
You know, I got to drive home and it's like I need a snack. Combos.
All right, good.
High calorie, but what are you gonna do? I've lost a few pounds. I can afford it.
Yeah.
All right, Tommy. Let Professor Gumby unwind and head into the corral. He's got to work in the morning. I don't have to work till the evening, but I'm not going to. I have nothing to prove tonight. Put it that way. This is a rugged week for the Commodore. Two Scotch nights, but all three nights were heavy. Lots of natties. Lots of natties were drank here at Shea Commodore. Not so much. After a couple days of that, you're like, you know, I could probably use the cut back just a bit. So, That's the plan. Have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday with more hilarious.
Hey.
Send some more shit, man. I need more shit.
Send in shit.
We need to get more shit to blow up, too, man. We need some more suggestions on blowing shit up.
Yeah. I'll post that bomb again.
There you go. I got the, there's a couple I haven't done on that one list, but, yeah. All right, what do you, I feel like, Dan August or the Streets of San Francisco?
Oh, I always like that Dan August.
All right, we'll go Dan August. That's kind of, you know, it's like, you know, I'm Bert and you're Norman Fell, you know?
There you go.
Or
I'm
vice versa.
Along with that. I'll be strong,
right,
no
man.
Problem.
See you Monday.
Good night.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Donka, Donka Mine Harris.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!